Charles. He lives farther than any one of us. All the rest of us right here in this area. And we talk to one another two or three times a week on the telephone. We stay pretty close. We like people, but we like our families too, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I guess, were there any old practices that were old kind of ways of life and that have died out now? Like, did you always have electricity here? Or?
No. We had old kerosene lamps when I first came here, and we studied at night by them, and I get our lessons for school by old kerosene lights. Now they had in this house, they had a carbide system in here, the carbide lights. But we never did use that. We went with the kerosene, and I was quite a. I've forgotten just now, but I was up in a little bit, pretty good sized ball when we got electricity here. And
what about water? Where had you get your water?
Well, we had cisterns. We had regular the regular staves, cypress.
Yeah.
Made out of cypress. In fact, I got a table out there right now. It's an old table that I built out of. That cypress
doesn't rot, does it?
No, it's been there for many, many years. But we had to depend on rainwater for our water.
How'd you catch it? It would run?
Well, we had gutters running down.
Around the roof?
Yeah. And
did all the houses have a front kind of porch, or what did they call that years ago? Have unknown
names? Oh.
Any different types?
I tell you, our house was different. My mother and daddy changed it. They used to have those fancy, had a railings and all that fancy mill woodwork, you know. And it just gave us a lot of problems, so they had it taken out. But I don't know if this house, I don't know what house is the oldest down here, but this one is pretty close to it.
Now, what about things you had in the house? What your mother would cook in?
Well, I guess she had those little big iron, cast iron pots and beels.
You carry water around or carry milk around in a what?
Yeah, we had pails, you know, bucket, stuff like that. But as I said, we were pretty fortunate when we came up, you know, and much more fortunate than a lot of people, because a lot of them was,
yes.
I mean, they had it tougher than we did, and I know I looked at a lot of it.
Yeah.
But then, as I told you a while ago, when they come to the back door here from begging for something to eat, you know, my mother and daddy shell it out of their pocket for them. Sure did. I remember that.
Now about the bad winds you got there, the bad weather you used to get there.
Okay.
Did you stick through all
that? Well, now let me tell you. During Hurricane Audrey, which was in 1957, June 57, we went into Port Arthur, and we wishing while it was going on that we had gone further. You know, because right down here at the Coast Guard station, wind gauges broke at 125 miles an hour.